Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But they have to understand I chose to stay in my country because I'm French.
And the Bernabeu brings it back!
I haven't got a problem with soccer, to be fair.
Football.
Look at the area to Bernabeu! Oh, what a start!
What I can guarantee to you is that they want to keep everything secret.
Hello everyone, on House of Champions, I'm joined here by USMNT Valencia superstar, hopefully bound for the World Cup as we speak. He's waiting on that call in a few weeks' time, Yunus Musa. Yunus, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good, thanks. You?
Yeah, great, thanks. It's a privilege to have you on, as I said before we came on air. I've been following your career for a little while, covering Arsenal and all that. I think we've always known there's a talent brewing up in here. And I wonder, kind of from your perspective, how long have you kind of been thinking about 2022, and how long have you had, you know, your eyes and been dreaming about playing in Qatar?
Yeah, I've really been dreaming about playing in Qatar since I made my professional debut, kind of. And then like that, obviously it was a bit hopefully, you know. But then it got more serious when I started playing for the US men's national team that, like, we're in the World Cup qualifiers, and you literally have it so close, you know. So yeah, that was probably when I realized that, wow, I could play in a World Cup.
But I guess even before then, you know, this is every young footballer's dream, isn't it? And I mean, yeah. You know, have you let yourself drift to that moment when you'll be heading out onto the pitch for the first time?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I thought about how great it would be just to be there on the pitch in a World Cup. So yeah, like I've never experienced it yet, so I can't wait to see how it feels.
And I hear that you've had it as your lock screen as well. You've had that World Cup trophy as your lock. Is it still your lock screen now?
Yeah, it's still my lock screen, man.
Oh, man. That is something. It's gonna be quite surreal, isn't it? Oh, look at that, mate. Who knows? You could be lifting it one day. Yeah, which I guess kind of brings us on to the other question for yourself, for USMNT. What are your realistic aims, or your unrealistic aims as well, going to Qatar?
We're going there to do our best, like win as many games as possible, and like go far in the competition, and you know, as ambitious as possible. So we want to go all the way. We feel like we're a team that is capable of doing that. So it's obviously really hard, but I feel like we're capable of doing it. So yeah, we're gonna take game by game, and like start off with the group stage, and really focus on that, because I feel like as a team we're more than capable.
What were you doing when the draw came out, and did you just kind of know? People always tell me that, you know, we were talking to Fikayo Tomori a few weeks ago, and he said he knew as an AC Milan player he was drawing Chelsea. Did you know that you were going to get England, considering the sort of decision?
Literally, I had a feeling that I'll draw England, just because, yeah, like I used to play for England and stuff like that, so I had a feeling about that, and then yeah, it turned out that we've got England in the group, so now that would be a really interesting match.
Did you want England?
I wouldn't say I wanted England, but like I just, like, it's okay. Like I had a feeling about it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think everyone in the US and in England wanted the US and England to be drawn together. It would be a lot of fun. How kind of frustrating for you was it missing those last two games, and what did you kind of learn from it and think, you know, I can bring this in Qatar for the USMNT?
Yeah, no, it's annoying because no, it was a great moment for me. I just started the season well and everything was going great, and then I got a little injury, so I couldn't be with the boys. I love going with the boys and being with them for that short period of time and just playing with them, and yeah, I missed that. So also, yeah, seeing the matches and seeing the level and just seeing the World Cup positions, you learn some things, you know. So it was good to watch.
I mean, you talk there. There seems to be such a strong bond amongst a really young squad. Obviously, eyes are on Qatar, but do you all kind of think that four years time, and when you're hosting the World Cup, that might be the moment that you all peak as a squad?
Yeah. Like we should be better players by then, you know. That's the aim. Like, we're always looking to improve, so we're at a good level now, and we should be at an even better level in 4 years time, you know, playing in big clubs and being important players in big clubs, which most people are already are. And I feel like, yeah, we as footballers, we're always trying to improve, and if the team's good right now, imagine in 4 years.
And you talk about playing at big clubs, and obviously one of the things we're going to do going through this interview is we're going to kind of look back on your best bits, look at some personal highlights and track some of your growth and see where you've come from. And I mean, of course, where else to start? Well, I mean, I would say where else to start, but your FA Youth Cup exploits with Arsenal. But I think naturally the place to start is that first goal for Valencia. We've got a few clips coming up here, and people that are watching this on YouTube might be able to see the screen grabs of it and everything. But for you, Eunice, how often do you still watch this? I would imagine, you know, you're still in your teens, you're a really young player, and it's an amazing goal to be your first goal, and the headlines around the world about you, Eunice. Do you still watch this back a lot?
No, I haven't watched this back in a long time. Wow. I'm glad I just watched it back now. I'm glad. Like, I haven't watched this in a long time, and just, I remember the feeling. It's taking me back memories, and yeah, it's just giving me so many memories, man. Like, it's making me smile so much seeing this goal, literally.
I mean, when you see it back as well, you have a really long time where it's kind of like, you know, you obviously know how quick you are, so yeah, it's pretty clear you're going to be through on goal here. When you remember that back, did you know, like, right, this is my moment, this is the chance to score that first goal, and does that weigh on you, or are you able to get out of that moment?
Yeah, no, those moments always, it's like easy moments, but not easy, you know. Like, it's a tough moment because you're expected to go and score from this, 2v1 situation. There was one defender, the rest are coming back. I had a teammate next to me making a run. And I was thinking, like, if I don't pass it to him, I have to score. You know, I have to. So that was what I was thinking. And I made a great decision, luckily, and turned out to be my first goal. But yeah, man, that situation is tough, actually.
Could you ever have imagined it happening so soon? I mean, for people watching, you were 17 years old, thrown in a little bit at the deep end, I think it's fair to say. You know, you joined to play mostly academy football early on. Mm. When you, especially after the game, everyone is talking about Eunice Musa. I think I remember, you know, the pieces going up in the US, in the UK, in Spain. Who is this guy? Did it all feel a bit too soon for you?
No. I always wanted this to happen even sooner. Yeah, I wanted all of that to happen even sooner and just be like a big player and stuff at a young age and all of that stuff. So no, it didn't feel rushed or anything.
Why was Valencia the right club for you? Because obviously everyone so many big clubs in Europe were saying, you know, we've got to get this kid. You were out of contract as well, if I remember rightly. Why was it Valencia that felt like the right one for you?
Yeah, because I feel like at that time, Valencia had the best offer for me because they had a pathway for me to get in the first team, and that's what I was looking for, you know, to soon be able to get in the first team and play men's football, which I felt like I was ready for. And maybe if I went to some other places or stayed at Arsenal, that wouldn't have happened as soon as I wanted. So Valencia had faith in me to be able to take that step at a young age, basically.
No regrets, I guess.
No regrets.
But I mean, there is, as I'm sure you're aware, and there always will be, kind of the nature of your career and the fact you play for the US men's national team, play for a big club in Spain. There's always speculation about you and your future. Do you ever think, you know, would going back to the Premier League, going back to Arsenal, who I know you've been linked with as well, is that something that would appeal to you one day?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I had a great time at Arsenal, developing there. I still have friends there. Like, the coaches are great. Just being an Arsenal player in general is great. And I love playing for Arsenal. So I have nothing against the club. And if one day it turns out to be that it's time to go back, then I mean, it's possible. But no, for now, I'm really happy at Valencia. And I'm looking forward to carrying the season on as we're doing now.
Just one final question on Arsenal. What does that academy teach you? Because not just yourself, but, you know, the guys that are at the club, like, but, you know, and players around Europe, Balogun, and obviously likes of Saka, they seem to be very comfortable making that step up to first team football when it comes. What do you think it is at Arsenal that you learned that made that step so easy?
Yeah, as an Arsenal player in the youth team, normally quite you have quite good teams, and the players, like, the teams are quite dominant again in the country. So you have this confidence that you're a good player and then you can do it. A lot of Arsenal players are also in national teams, they just give you a lot of confidence and belief that you're ready to make that step and you're a good enough player to do it.
See, I knew you were, and as I was saying, you know, seeing your trajectory way back. So, if nothing else, Eunice, your success makes me look smart. So that's one plus side of it. We're going to look at your second clip. Nothing too showy, this one. Probably not a moment that stands out quite as strongly in your memory, but this comes from your international debut against Wales. There's a few good flashes here, but I think we're going to kind of use this as a prompt to talk about, the USMNT and that game against Wales. So we'll fire that one up on screen. I think this is, I'm trying to remember exactly what we've got here, but there's a lot of clips you'll find in this that you kind of picking the ball up on the half turn, moving through midfield as you do very nicely here, and teeing up a teammate. I think it's Gio Reyna. I think this is one of the best moments you had on your debut. But what was that game like? I mean, it's a huge moment for you, but it's being played out at kind of an empty stadium. It must have been a little surreal.
No, it was a great moment. And it was a weird one as well. Because Greg told me to come into camp and just try it out, like, I didn't feel any pressure, so I just went and had a lot of fun, and being on the pitch with the guys, like, things clicked instantly. Like, I haven't played with these guys before, but it felt natural. We had similar styles of play, and things clicked, and we just played well together, and when that went well, it felt great because you just clicked straight away.
Okay, we were going to come on to this in a later clip, but I mean, now that you've said that, I mean, you particularly seem to have, like, the really strong, like, understanding with Tyler Adams and, you know, the guys ahead of you and the centre-backs as well. I mean, what is it, you know, when you say it clicks, can you kind of put your finger on, like, technically why you and Tyler, for instance, suit each other really well?
I guess just having similar ideas on how to play, that's why we click. If you have the same ideas on how to play, you're kind of doing the same things, and it's going to be smooth. But obviously, when you have different ideas, then that's when it's not smooth, isn't it? But we have similar ideas on how to play, and we agree on a lot of things. So I guess that's what it is.
And I mean, the other thing that stands out in this clip, and it's going to come up in a lot of the ones that follow as well, is here you are picking the ball up on the half turn. Such a, you know, crucial quality. I think Paul Scholes was kind of bemoaning that a lot of young midfielders now don't really learn that. I mean, is that something you think is one of your best qualities, the way you receive possession? Because we've watched a lot of clips to put this together, and it stood out to me.
Yeah, for sure. No, I feel like it's a responsibility for me to receive the ball and go forwards with it. So if I'm facing my own goal, most of the time I'm not going to be able to go forward. So yeah, it's important to receive on a half turn so that at least I give myself that option to go forwards, you know, and take the team up the field. So yeah, I really try to take that responsibility on myself to help the team get forward.
Of course, this international game against Wales, I know you didn't know it at the time, but you're going to be facing them again. Mm-hmm. Does that feel for you like it could be and it's obviously the opening game as well, a chance to put a marker down, not for the whole tournament? And I mean, obviously it's going to be crucial because I think everyone thinks that there's a battle for maybe for second behind England in that group. How important is it going to be that you've tested yourself against Wales, and what do you think you learned from that game?
Yeah, I mean, we've been waiting a long time for this game. And now that you put my mind to it, it's actually going to be, I'm going to be playing in the World Cup, my first World Cup game against the team I debuted against. So that'll be special, I guess, as well. And yeah, it's an very important game to start off this tournament strong. And yeah, like a win, it's a must win, basically, you know. You have to go out there and win that game to start off the tournament on the right foot.
And I guess, I mean, it could be a real challenge for you because obviously we don't know how Greg's going to line up. We don't know exactly how Wales are going to line up. But I think it's fair to guess that, you know, some of their strongest players, be it Gareth Bale, be it Aaron Ramsey, they're going to be in the same pockets of space that you are. For you, is that something that it invigorates you? You know, the chance to test yourself against veterans who have done it all and really shone on the tournament stage.
Exactly. No, I love the fact that I get to challenge myself against these guys to see where I am. So I love that because it's gonna really show. You know, it'll show whether I'm there or I'm not. Like, you know, it'll show how much more work I need to put in or all of that stuff. So no, I feel like it's a great challenge to be able to play against those guys. And when you play against players like that, you even want to go even harder. You know, to be better than them. So. Hopefully that's what happens.
So our third clip here is going to come from your game against Mexico, a CONCACAF game, which I was looking back at CBS's player ratings and other people's player ratings and just what people were saying. And I think a lot of people would say this is your best game, one of your best games in a USA shirt. And I mean, it's a good time to do it once more. I've got a clip of you. Look, maybe this is just me. I've got a clip of you picking the ball up in defense, beating a few players. Des, if you could load that up and driving forward. Maybe I'm biased in what I like to see, but that game in particular, so here you are kind of taking the ball off Stefan. Some lovely skills here, Eunice, I have to say. That game against Mexico, is it one that still sticks in the mind? Because really strong game in a tough atmosphere.
That night was amazing because that was my first Mexico game. And it would have been a shame to not get a good result on my first Mexico game, you know, that I'm involved in. So I felt that pressure. And also, yeah, being Mexico, tough team, even more pressure. And I just wanted to do so well and have a great match and win the game. And yeah, thankfully we done that. We won 2-0. And yeah, as you said, it's one of my best games for the US. For sure, and I really enjoyed it, man. It was so good.
How do you stop yourself getting inhibited though? Because you obviously have to go into a game against Mexico knowing this is a big game for the country, a big game for yourself, as you say, the first game against Mexico. Do you have kind of things that you do that stop yourself from feeling that pressure?
Yeah, I try not to think negatively, always thinking positively. And then also trying to have a lot of self-belief. And then when the game starts, the thing that helps is when you start the game well, you know, your first passes are nice, your first tackles, you win those duels, and then you're feeling good, you know. If you start the game with a bad pass or something, you're already a bit low on confidence. So these things are factors that really help, calm my nerves down, really, yeah.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You talk about thinking positively before the game. I wonder, do you sort of imagine all the good things you're going to do in a big game, whether that is this moment we've just seen here where you, you know, embarrass the Mexico midfield, or whether it's, you know, seeing yourself scoring a goal? Is that something that helps get you in the right state of mind?
Yeah, so always thinking about scoring, definitely. And then thinking about like doing things right, like controlling the ball, concentrated and passing it. Simple things like this are really, really important to get right, especially in the middle where you have so many people around you. And then once you get these basics, the whole game around you like just builds up and you do amazing things, like the thing I done earlier in the clip, you know. But yeah, that's so you first think of, I think about the simple situations and try and get them right. And then once you get them right, like everything else just flows really.
How much of a challenge is it being a modern midfielder? Because, you know, you have to do everything, don't you? I mean, we're going to see another clip, a Valencia clip, where we see some of your defensive work. Mm. But I mean, the role that's asked of you with the USMNT and with Valencia, this is an everything job. I mean, when you've played 90 minutes the way you play, you must be exhausted.
Yeah, no, I love it. I like to be involved in the game, and I love, especially when I have a lot of energy, I can play my best game, because I can defend, run forward, carry the ball forward, pass the ball, and do all of that stuff, you know. So, yeah, I love having that role.
How valuable was that Mexico game for getting you a sense of the intensity and the passion that will probably be regular at Qatar?
Yeah, that Mexico game really showed what it's about to compete for the US and to compete in that team, and to see how well this team competes. Like, I love the work rate, the effort, the passion. We have this thing that is really makes us tick, you know. So if we go out there in Qatar with this mentality, it's gonna be real good.
So we're going to have a look at your fourth clip as well. This comes from the game against Jamaica, which we're not just using because it was broadcast live on CBS, so we can actually show the video on this one. But I think it also gives you kind of a sense of some of the challenges that come when you're playing for the USMNT, particularly in CONCACAF, when you go on the road to places where I think it's fair to say, and I don't know how much it shines through on this particular clip, that maybe the pitch was not the best.
In this clip, it does not show the way the pitch was. It looks great from here.
Well, that's just, you know, CBS's excellent broadcast standards, of course. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, looking here, you know, how many, I can't even count how many people you and your teammates have got to beat there and break down.
Yeah.
Is that something that, you know, is that maybe a challenge there that you're not going to see a lot of the World Cup, you know, these packed defences against you? Because it seemed to be something that maybe in qualifying, understandably, you guys found a little bit difficult.
Yeah, no, it's tough to break teams down when they're all next to the goal, they're all compact. So it's definitely a challenge. And yeah, some teams might be like that in a World Cup, you never know. So it's something we've been working on, and something that we can do better now, I think.
Does Greg ask a lot of you in that regard, to be that person that gets the ball up to the forwards quickly before the defence have a chance to set?
Yeah. Greg doesn't ask anything he doesn't ask anything of me that I can't do. So anything he asks of me is something that I can do. And when he tells me, I feel confident that I can do it also. So I like the belief he gives me, and I like the confidence he gives me to try things and to do, yeah, the things that he tells me to try and do.
Oh, well, what can't you do?
I need to score. I can't score. I need to score more goals.
Yeah, we've seen some good ones, and we're going to come and see a quality assist as well in a moment. But I mean, that talk to us maybe about the adaptation of playing these CONCACAF games. When you know, as we say, you've gone from Hale End to La Liga. You know, your background is maybe different to some of the other guys in the squad, and you, I guess, did not before joining up with the USMNT. Maybe you didn't have too much experience of the challenges of going on the road in CONCACAF. I mean, there were some really difficult trips there, weren't there?
Yeah, for sure. Those were some really tough trips that I can still remember. And then I feel like the last Nations League game that we had against Honduras just summed it up, you know. It just sums up how an away game in CONCACAF is. The fight that you have to put in to get a good result. It's a really tough environment, you know. It's just, I can't believe the game just changes just because of the environment and the place. Like, same players, same thing, but the game is just completely different, and it's tougher when you go away in these places. And these teams are good teams also, you know. So
good preparation for Qatar, I guess. Although, kind of from what we're hearing, you guys might be all right in terms of your accommodation. It might be quite a comfortable spot you guys have landed in.
That's what I heard.
have you seen pictures? Has the USMNT, the federation, been speaking to you about all that?
No, they just spoken to us a bit about it, but we haven't seen anything yet. No.
Well, from what I hear, you know, you're in for something quite luxurious. So no complaints there. You'll have to, all the more reason to hang around. So we're going to kind of loop back or come to something more recent. I think this is from, if I've got this one right, this is Valencia against Elche. And I think this is something that I'm kind of looking at the data, looking at the numbers and looking at performances. There's maybe been a bit of an upswing in your defensive work. Now, maybe that's just because you've moved into central midfield. But, you know, if we look at the clip here, is it from the Elche game? Yeah, it is your, you know, just nothing maybe that showy, but nice little turn of pace there, I think, to snuff out the danger. How much of that is pressure that the boss puts on you? Because, you know, Gennaro Gattuso is not going to let anyone, I would think, not pick up on those loose balls.
Yeah, no, I feel like, if you don't do things like that, you get found out. So, you know, you have to do the dirty work, and you have to help the team whenever you can to get the ball back. The more you have the ball, the better, right? So, if you don't do those things, you get found out, and it's just lazy, really. So, yeah, it's part of the game. It's part of the game, and you have to do it.
What is he like as a manager?
No, he's great. He's great. I'm really thankful to have him as a manager. The opportunities he's been giving me, just trying to make advantage of it and play as much as possible, and do so well this season and become a regular starter. And yeah, having him there is really helping me improve my game, teaching me a lot of things, and I'm just trying to learn day by day.
And especially for you in your role as well, you know, this is one of the preeminent defensive midfielders. I know, Eunice, you're probably a little too young to remember Reno Gattuso at his peak, but has there been any specific factors in your game that he and his coaching staff have really tried to work on with you?
Just details, really, to do like general details that help the game in general, but like it's really important for midfielders to do the way we play, our style of play. So no, there's and those details there, definitely I can use them with the US as well, because the stuff that like really help, and like they just kind of plays that like just always work, you know, and you just look around and see where the free man is and stuff like that. So no, there's a lot of things that are really, really good that they've taught me.
You wear the number 4 on your back.
Yeah.
Are you a 6, a 4, an 8, a 10?
So I have the 4 because that was the last number that was available, and like the last starting 11 number.
That's a decent number though. Everyone.
And no, like I wore the 4 sometimes at Arsenal, you know, and I remember that. So I was like, yeah, I'll take it. So no, it's a nice number, I think of myself as an 8.
Interesting. Because I mean, you could, I would say, kind of from what we've seen, you could possibly do any of these roles, and we're going to see some quality number 10 play in the last clip. Why an 8? Why do you think that's the best for you? Because I know you've also, obviously, you played a lot of time as a right winger as well.
Yeah, no, I feel as an 8 because I enjoy enjoy picking up the ball from the centre backs and taking it up the field, and I can do the work of a deep midfielder as well as a higher up midfielder, you know, up the pitch and giving those passes and stuff. So I feel like I can do a bit of both.
Let Eunice do everything. And look, I mean, our final clip, how could I rob you of the chance to look back on this particular assist here if Des wants to cue this one up? I think you already won 1-0 up, yeah, against Getafe at the time. Yeah. I mean, look at that. What a clip for us. When something like that comes off, are you just thinking, who's your teammate? Is it Samuel, that your teammate there? You must be just thinking, God, please hit this correctly.
He was like, come on, bro. Because that, in that point, you know, I get a nice assist. He gets a nice goal. Everyone's happy. So, no, man. In that point, like, when I passed that ball, I didn't think about it, you know. Those are the best decisions. When you don't think about it and you just do it, those are the best decisions. So, no, I'm glad it turned out that way.
Do you watch that one back very often? Or did you in the changing room after?
I did when it happened, yes. That day.
Can't sure. blame you. I mean, you know, kind of wrapping this up as well, I'm looking at your statistics, and I don't know how into these you are at all. I know that I'm probably more, but, you know, you're completing more passes, more expected assists, more expected goals, more passes into the box. I know it's early in the season, but do you feel like you've taken a bit of a leap this year?
Yeah, no, I feel like the start of the season has been good for me. Being in a more active role, more important role in the team. So I just want to carry that on, really. The most difficult thing is to have consistency, and I want to have consistency.
Yes, indeed. And what perfect timing as well. I mean, you kind of must be kind of wrapping it up back where we started. The World Cup right now, you only have, I guess, reason to be excited about it, don't you?
Yeah. It's like, no, I just want to be there, man. I just want to be there and experience the whole thing. And I can't wait. Hopefully I'll be there, and hopefully it'll be a good World Cup, man.
Eunice, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you having you on House of Champions. I hope you enjoyed that little trip down memory lane, and maybe in a few years' time we'll have even more clips to go through.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.